This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk through the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
Who needs a radio?
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
It's Friday!
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for waking up with us, John, Justin, Jackson. The gang is all here. A high today of 67. It's 47 degrees outside right now?
Yeah, it's not horrible.
I only ask because in exactly 2 hours, I will be dressed in full drag out on the corner of 600 South and 300 West. And, you know, I get cold easy.
Well, that's your outfit, skimpy.
Big ball of fire will be in the sky by then, though.
It was a... Well, yeah, I'm hoping that will warm it
up.
Yeah,
it should.
You know, Jackson, it's... I don't know what my outfit is yet. I'll tell you why. A few people said they were going to bring different outfits for me to wear today.
And?
So I have not seen them yet.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were going to say, well, that didn't happen, so you came prepared.
So I did come prepared because I don't know. Sometimes people forget things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So last night I had to have the conversation with my wife. And I said, hey, do you think we can look through your closet for something that I could wear tomorrow? Which,
mm-hmm.
The look of resignation that washed over her face.
And some suspicion?
I wouldn't, no. I wish suspicion was one of the
stuff. She expects this to happen at some point.
It was more of just like a sigh of like, I've been waiting for this day.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And so we went in there and she was showing me some options. And I'll tell you, I was like, a little too conservative, honey. I want to turn some heads this morning.
See, you're a different kind of lady.
Oh, yeah. We realize we're two very different types of, yeah.
I love that. And Jen, if we go to the mall, you and I are shopping in different departments.
Yeah. I might be picking up my clothes at Hot Topic.
Right.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying you're a goth middle schooler?
Pretty at heart.
Okay.
I always will be.
I like it.
So I have a lovely sundress. That Ooh, I picked out.
There you go. Did you try it on already?
I tried it on. It did fit me. It is tight in the midsection.
Did your wife and kids say you looked beautiful?
I actually did not show the kids.
I didn't know what length she went to.
But Jen said, you know, it was decent.
Okay.
I did not shave.
Yeah.
Any of my body.
Well, you shouldn't.
So it's anyways, why don't you come join and see it? I'll be at the corner of 600 South and 300 West with Justin and Jackson today, starting at 8 o'clock. So that's going to be fun. From 8 to 9 o'clock, I lost the bet to Jackson. We're going to pay it off. We're going to be done with this after today. I'm looking forward to moving on so we can start talking about the family food drive next week.
Yeah, me too.
But you got to make good on this, you know? I lost, and I want to make sure I do something right, so... Speaking of someone styling you, who's your new personal stylist?
I have a friend that works at the Buckle.
Uh-huh.
And she posted a thing on social media yesterday. I'm like, ooh, I like that. Like I said, you need to pick out some more stuff.
Okay.
And she's like, I can take pictures of outfits and send them to you. And then if you want them, I'll just mail them. I'm like, heck yeah.
That's like a legit personal shopper.
Yeah,
right
I was
there.
Like, this is going to be cool. She's like, yeah, I'll put outfits together while I'm in the store. I'll take pictures and then I'll send them to you. And you let me know if you like it. I'm like,
that girl is hustling for her commission.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what it does? It saves me a heck of a lot of time. And if I like it, I'm like, ooh, I kind of like that. Just, here's my size.
Okay.
Package that bad boy up. And
perfect.
Yeah, right?
Well, good. I can't wait to see the new clothes that you'll have on.
Me neither.
Maybe go over a Hot Topic, pick me up something nice.
I can do so.
While you're there at the mall. As we do our first Showbiz Beat.
Hey, LiftCredit.com offers fast and simple loans whenever you need them. You can apply online at LiftCredits.com. So the internet was kind of obsessed yesterday with a picture of Justin Bieber. He was sitting on a bench, eating a burrito, but he was eating it like corn on the cob, lengthwise.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like Donald Duck back in the...
Yeah.
Did somebody call the police?
Right.
Because they should have. That's unacceptable.
The photographer's like, I saw this, and I hurried and snapped a picture before, you know, people wanted to come up and take selfies with him and stuff. But he goes... This is from the paparazzi guy. He's like, the only reason I can imagine this is so other people don't Photoshop images into the way he was eating a burrito or holding a burrito. I get that, because it probably happens to Bieber a lot.
That's pretty funny.
But still, the mess that you're going to have by eating a... Because you're opening up all the contents then. It could fall out so easily.
Do a burrito bowl.
Right.
Right? Like,
right.
That would work.
Use a utensil.
Yeah.
Also, if that really is his biggest concern, I feel like he's doing pretty okay for himself.
I don't think he cares. And who knows why? Maybe he was just being silly and eating the burrito that way. Just so we could all report this morning that he doesn't know how. It's the Canadians. They don't know how to eat a burrito.
Yeah.
Movies out this weekend. Gerard Butler's got Hunter Killer. I've not seen the trailer for this one.
No, but I'll have to look it up right now.
I was looking because I was so hoping that we were going to get the Queen movie this weekend. It's not. It's next Friday.
Okay.
Oh, man, because I'm just like pumped. I can't wait to see this one. Also, the Jonah Hill mid-90s, which looks pretty cool. That's the one with he's got the skateboarders and stuff in it. Have you seen that trailer?
No.
It looks really good.
So Hunter Killer is a American submarine movie. So think...
Oh, you know what? I have. Like Red Dawn.
Yeah. Hunt for the Red October, those kind of movies. Yeah.
Yes.
It's getting terrible reviews.
Is it really?
29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, man, because we're due for a good submarine Navy story. We haven't had one of them in a long time.
I love those kind of movies.
Yeah, me too. So somebody needs to come up with a new one for me. Check this out. It's in the planning stages, but a remake of Clueless could be on its way.
Yeah, but unless you take it into today's society, Clueless was making fun of 90s culture. Like, the point of it.
The basis on the fact that there's a popular girl that tries to help an unpopular girl.
Okay.
So they're going to go that way.
It's a My Fair Lady situation.
Yeah, kind of. And so they'll spank it with probably teenagers today. But man, that one was so good. How do you recreate that?
At some point, will they go, rolling with the homie?
You have to.
Yeah. It's like a must. And then is she going to make out with her brother at the end?
What if it's all just her making out with her brother?
What if they actually brought that part back to where it's like, that's the relationship?
The worst part. The movie's so good until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, it really is weird. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Justin. Got to give a shout out to my buddy Dave, who's driving his daughter Mariah to school right now. She goes to AISU, and she goes in early for ballroom dancing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. You guys ever try that before?
It's hard.
I did it with Jen before we got married. We went to like a few months of ballroom so we could do that first dance just right.
Uh-huh.
And then the night of our wedding, I forgot
everything.
Oh, yeah. I tripped her twice. I was supposed to dip her at the end and I kind of flung her instead. It wasn't the magical moment she was hoping for.
So you just threw and kicked your wife around.
Yeah. Pretty much as, you know.
He won't be on Dancing with the Salt Lake Stars.
That's fair.
Let's play the field.
Yeah.
All right, Morning Show Family Feud. Today, I've got the top 10 best horror movies from the last 20 years. So if you're thinking like Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer, those came out more than 20 years ago.
Okay. Which is nuts to even think that Scream is that old.
I was kind of trying to play the game myself, and I'm like, whoa, I Know What You Did Last Summer was 1997. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
29 years ago.
So again, these are the 20 best or the 10 best horror movies of the last 20 years. Switch those things around. Get one right and we'll put you in a drawing for tickets to Disney's The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, which is happening our advanced screening next Tuesday. You'll hear a little ding ding like this. And that means you are in the drawing. Justin, we always start with you. You won the coin toss again.
It.
What do you got? It.
I'm going it.
Show me it. No.
I say that because there's such a big buzz around that.
I loved it.
So that, you know what? So did I. It wasn't bad.
No. Jackson.
I am going to go with The Conjuring.
That's a good one, too.
Ooh, The Conjuring. Let's see. Show me The Conjuring.
No. Okay, well, then your list is wrong. Again.
Let me just go back through here and make sure it's not outside the top 10. Did not even make the top 20.
That's also wrong.
Again, these are the 10 best horror movies out in the last 20 years. You can text us at 844-649-1051 like Chad did. Chad said, what about A Quiet Place? Quiet Place at number 13.
Oh, I got a franchise I just thought of.
Okay, what do you got?
The Saw stuff.
Ooh, the Saw ones.
There's quite a few of those, isn't there?
Yeah, there are a ton.
I never saw any of them, but...
You didn't even see the original?
No, but I know they were big movies.
I saw like the first two,
Isn't there another one coming?
Yeah, I think so. Either way, you get one of those because that's not right.
Saw 15.
Saw does not make it on here. Natalie is saying, what about Halloween? Halloween just came back out. Nope.
Too new, isn't it?
Yep. Who are we on? Which one are you?
Me. Right. How about Cabin in the Woods, which is not just a great horror film. It's just a great film altogether.
If you have not seen Cabin in the Woods.
It is the best horror movie of all time.
Not agree more. Cabin in the Woods. No, not on this list.
Are you
list.
Serious?
Nope.
That's why John's lists are always wrong.
I got one
okay.
that People loved it at the time but hate it now. Blair Witch.
Dude, that came out way old. It's way older than 20 years, isn't it?
I have no idea.
The Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
1999. Nice job, Justin.
People loved that movie, and then all of a sudden now we're like, oh, it's not that good. The camera works bad. I'm like, well, then why did we love it then?
It was a waste of a film. Nothing happens. And then at the end...
Nothing happens. It's just crying in the woods.
Terrible. And then they just stare at the wall, and that's like, ooh. They're looking at paint.
I don't know. It was groundbreaking at the moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Number three on the list, so... Jackson, back to you. The 10 best horror movies of the last 20 years.
Trying to remember how long ago 20 years was. how about The Ring?
Oh, The Ring.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder if it's on your list the way that you said that.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh my gosh, John. This is the worst list ever.
No, when I tell you, you'll be like, oh yeah, that movie came out.
Right, that movie came out. Not that movie deserves to be the top 10 horror movies.
I feel like we've talked about movies and I can't think of anything that was on the list.
Elsa says, what about Paranormal Activity?
Oh yeah.
That's the one with the security cameras, right? That just pretty much show all the babies being possessed. Paranormal Activity came in at number 16, but not in the top 10. Morning Show Family Feud, the top 10 best horror movies from the past 20 years. Hi Mix, who's this?
This is Chrissy.
Chrissy, Morning Show Family Feud.
I actually have two.
Okay.
I have Christine by Stephen King.
Okay.
Or The Exorcist.
Both great movies. Both came out more than 20 years ago, though. So not on this list. Christine, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Let's see. Red is saying, what about Shaun of the Dead? Yeah, number 9 on this list.
That's not a horror movie. That's a comedy.
It's a kind of horror movie.
No, it's a comedy.
There's zombies. It scared me a little bit. That's like my level of horror. After that, I get nightmares, so... Yeah, Justin, back to you.
I know one that I've not seen, but it tops lots of lists. Get Out.
Get Out.
Just so mine.
Is it a good one?
Number one on this list.
Everyone loves that. You guys have probably seen it.
That's really good.
It's fantastic. Top 10 best horror movies of the last 20 years. Insidious. Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry. 10 makes it in, right? That's how it works here?
Yeah.
Number 10. Yeah. Insidious. Congratulations. If you guess that, you are now in the drawing for Disney Nutcracker tickets. Jason from Roy asking about The Babadook. You know that movie?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
it's
not good.
I'll say this. It made the top 20 on this list.
Sure it did.
Of course it did, but it didn't make enough. Jackson, we'll go back to you.
How about Grudge? The Grudge.
The Grudge.
Yeah.
That one? Hold on. Let me look to make sure. Yeah, no.
It shouldn't have. It's a bad movie.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was all right.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was decent. The Happening. Is The Happening the one with the wind that makes people end up killing themselves?
Yeah,
is that The Happening?
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It is it's not great.
No, it's not the wind. It's the plants. The plants are secreting a chemical that makes everyone want to kill each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It's bad.
Elsa is saying, what about Annabelle? So far, out of the top 10, you only have 4 of them. Insidious, Shaun of the Dead, The Blair Witch Project, and Get Out. We're not doing great today on our list, guys. And I blame it on you. I blame it on the two of you this time around. Roderick is saying The Omen. They did do the remake, which makes it within the 20 years, but...
How old is The Sixth Sense, or is that too old?
Oh, I think it's too old. It didn't make this list, so I'm going to say too old. Sinister? I don't think I remember Sinister, but... I'm sorry, Justin.
Which one?
The Sixth Sense, 1999.
Oh, is it?
You made it on there.
Go right on.
Actually, yeah, it came in at number 4.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Also not a horror movie.
I'm just going with big titles now that I can think of.
It's kind of a horror movie.
That's a suspense movie. It's very different.
There's dead people around. It's spooky. When that one girl comes out of the bed, that was a scary moment of...
Yeah, there's a jump scare, but that one jump scare hardly defines it as a horror.
Jason and Roy, What Lies Beneath? Number 5. Isn't that Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer?
I think so, yeah.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
You guys want to hear him?
Yeah, I do.
All right, number 10 was Insidious. Number 9, Shaun of the Dead. Number 8, Hereditary.
Oh my gosh, the scariest movie ever made.
Is it?
I watched it the other night. I thought I was going to die.
That's the one they made here in Utah, right?
Yeah, with Toni Collette.
Right.
I I couldn't sleep. I was very unsettled. If you want to ruin your life, watch that movie. Okay. It's really good.
Great.
Number 7 is World War Z. Number 6, Hostel Part 2.
I don't know that one.
Number 5, What Lies Beneath. Number 4, The Sixth Sense. Number 3, The Blair Witch Project. Number 2, I have never heard of it, Audition.
I haven't either.
No.
Have to look that one up. And number 1 of the best horror movies from the past 20 years, Get Out. Today's the big day.
Fitting music. I like it.
I lost the bet to Jackson last week, making good on it. Yes, I will be in drag this morning from 8 to 9 o'clock on the corner of 600 South and 300 West, downtown Salt Lake City. Justin and Jackson are coming out with me. Sarah from Promotions is there setting it up right now because we're going to be doing our show from the corner. There's like an R&R barbecue right there and a Subway.
Oh, we can't let have a pretty lady out there on the corner by herself. You know, Jackson, obviously. I need to come along.
Yes, you treat me so good. So we have the wig over here. We have the clothes. The makeup will be put on here in another about 30 minutes. And then right after Fiancé Friday, we'll be driving over there. Love for you to swing by. Love for you to honk your horn. Yeah. But I was thinking, if I'm going drag, I need a drag queen name.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, you do.
Right?
Yeah, we need to be able to refer to you.
So I've got this drag queen name generator up. Okay. It's asking for your name, the name of your first pet, and then you need to pick your karaoke power ballad. Justin, what was the name of your first pet?
Oh, we had a white poodle named Chanel.
Chanel.
Oh, well, that's the start of a great drag name already.
Right?
And what is your karaoke power ballad? You have a choice of Believe by Cher, I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross, It's Raining Men, Respect, Vogue, I Will Survive, and I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, Whitney, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, of course.
Whitney!
And your drag queen name is?
Is?
Miss Vodka Face.
I have nothing to do with the dog or the song.
Let's see if Jackson's goes better.
I didn't know it was going to go that way.
Wow, yeah.
This generator's not great. Jackson, name of your first pet.
Lucky. I had a Dalmatian named Lucky like everyone else did in the 90s.
What is your karaoke power ballad?
Out of that list?
Yeah, I gotta have one of these.
I'm gonna say Raining Men.
Raining Men? Okay, your drag queen name is Eva Peaks.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'll take Eva Peaks.
Way better than Justin's.
Yeah.
Vodka Face over here.
Yeah. Vodka Face.
Alright, let me put mine in here. My first pet's name was Oso. He was a canine. My karaoke power ballad. Man, I feel like I need to...
They're all great. That's all my... You basically pulled the playlist off of my iPod.
I'm going Believe by Cher.
Okay.
All right.
Old standby. Let's see. And my drag queen name will be... Dixie Canyons.
Yeah! Dixie Canyons!
Look, that could be a name for something else.
So if you want to meet Dixie Canyons today, I'll be on the corner. Right. Justin, are you okay with us just blowing out your showbiz beat here?
Oh, yeah. We got.
Is that okay?
Because,
when Jeremy Piven... is walking through the halls, you bring Jeremy Piven in the studio, and you grab him a microphone, and you just have him go, man. And that's what we're about to do. Please welcome to the studio, Jeremy Piven. Yay! Jeremy,
thank
man.
You, guys. What an honor to be here.
So I got to tell you, Jeremy Piven, tonight, tomorrow, Wise Guys Downtown, wiseguyscomedy.com. I was telling you off air, Jeremy, like, you know, you go Entourage, you think Ellen, you think of all these TV and movies, even Seinfeld. Right. I never thought stand-up comedy.
Me either, man. You know, and that's why this is going to be really awkward. It's going to be about 54 minutes of me just figuring out what in God's name is going on. No, not at all, man. You know, it's funny. I started in Chicago at Second City doing sketch comedy and improv. And so my background is very similar to a lot of stand-ups. But I just decided to wait till I was 200 years old to actually come out of the closet as a stand-up. So I'm going to be transitioning right in front of your eyes at Wise Guys tonight.
So this was nothing you did over the last 20, 30 years of your career when you were on TV?
No, you know, it's interesting. Last year, I was doing I was starring in a show called Wisdom of the Crowd on CBS. And when you do an hour drama, you do like 14-hour days.
Yeah.
And I'd be getting up, you know, at the Comedy Store and whatnot and doing sets, at the end of the day, just thinking, what in God's name am I doing? And having a time of my life.
Yeah.
But it's just for an actor to also attempt to be good and prolific at stand-up and to do it at the same time is not easy. I've been on the road this year and I've been all in doing stand-up and it's been incredible and I'm having the time of my life.
Good.
So yeah. You're a working comic right now. You're not doing the acting. I mean, you're out there working the road like anyone else who's just going to the shows.
I'm a road dog and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a blast. And I, you know, we were talking about this a little bit that people come up to me after my shows and they say, I had no idea you were this funny, which means that for the past 70 movies, I've been viciously mediocre. It's like, right? Well, did you see Old School with Will Ferrell?
That was funny.
Yeah. That was roughly funny. And, I won 3 Emmys for a comedy called Entourage.
Yeah.
So that was, well, forget it. No, listen, it's that to me, to be totally honest with you, is the best thing that I can hear. Because I had a guy who runs a club who said to me, listen, he had never seen my act. And he goes, are you okay with the fact that you're going to be disappointing audiences that come out to see you? And I said, actually, I'm not okay with that.
No, well, who would?
Yeah, that's a nightmare. The last thing I want to do is disappoint people. And he said, no, they're going to have a reference for you as an actor, and it's going to be really high. You know, I've been acting my whole life.
Yeah.
And then they're going to see you as a comic, and they're going to be disappointed. I go, look at my man. Here's the thing. I'm a performer, and I've been on stage since I was literally 8 years old at the Piven Theater in Chicago and then Second City and whatnot. And so it's my job. I'm doing everything I can to blow them away.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'm going to make them furious because they, you know, we've got to have the time of our lives and have a great time. So I do impressions. It's full stand-up.
You do impressions?
Yes. Like, I do very surreal impressions. Everyone from Owen Wilson to Stallone. Like, you can interview me right now with Stallone. Like, what if Stallone came in here?
All right, fine. So please welcome Sylvester Stallone to the studio. Sylvester, it's been a while. You look great, man.
Thank you so much. I rarely get up this early. Now, you guys look amazing. Hey, you know, I got a great joke. You want to have a good time? You need a good watch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We understand that you're going to make yet another Rambo movie.
Yeah, I'm making another Rambo. You know, I do. I post a lot of videos training for Rambo. It's really great. And I worked in Creed. I don't know if you've seen Creed. But the gentleman from Wakanda. I'm playing opposite. He does a nice job. I basically injected some cheetah adrenaline directly into my power source. Okay, and what about Owen Wilson?
I was going to say, Stallone, I saw that you brought along Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson is here. Owen's a great guy. Owen, you all right?
Well, I feel a little awkward being here, but it's great. It's great to be on the Butterscotch Cowboy. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, I was just with Jen Aniston out there, and I got a gender-neutral haircut.
Only on our show is Stallone interviewing Owen Wilson. This is great.
Dude, so did you do these on the set? Like, back to Jeremy Piven, who's
no.
in studio. Let me say, Jeremy Piven is in studio right now. You know him from Entourage. Everyone's texting in about PCU. We're going to talk about PCU.
By the way, we need PCU too, Electric Boogaloo, because, as you know, these are the strangest times we've ever known.
Yes.
Ever in the history of mankind, it's never been stranger. So I think, you know, Politically Correct University is something we did, a movie that was, I think, ahead of its time in its own way.
Yep.
And it's become a cult classic, which has been great. But it parodies the extremist behavior, if you will, in politics.
I was thinking about that driving in this morning because I was like, I got to talk to Jeremy about PCU. It was one of my favorite movies back in college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you think you can make that movie today in the climate that we're in?
I think here's what's interesting. I think, listen, stand-up comedy is the last arena that you can really exercise your freedom of speech. I mean, you guys even know on this, you have to watch yourselves.
Very much.
So I don't know. We're a country that values our freedom, and a part of our calling card is the arts. You know, when you travel to other countries, you know, they see the film and TV that we do, and I think that we have to continue to utilize our freedom of speech. And I think that unfortunately, right now, people are operating out of fear because we're all afraid of how to be seen. But there are guys like Dave Chappelle, who are out there speaking the truth as he knows it, and it's been amazing. So, yeah, it'd be great. You know, you got Bill Maher out there doing his thing. I think, and also, listen, politically, when if you are incapable of being open to possibly changing your mind, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's it. Yeah. That's all. That's all we ask. We can all feel totally different politically, but I want to sit here, and if you guys make sense to me, then you have to put your ego aside and go, you know what? I was wrong. Yeah. I was absolutely wrong. And you are right. And I just think right now we're all trying to kill each other. And we're not budging based on our ideology. By the way, this is the worst TED Talk. This is the worst. This is the sound of people.
I gotta be honest with you. No,
I'm going to be at Wise Guys tonight. I swear to God, I'm going to make you laugh.
Look, Jeremy Piven. So he's at Wise Guys tonight and tomorrow. Yeah. WiseGuysComedy.com. Would you do these impressions? Let's say on the set of Entourage. Would you throw out some shtick to the guys? Or?
No, I think this is why people are so blown away at the fact that I do impressions and that I write my own material, because, like, for instance, on the set of Entourage, if you noticed, I had so much dialogue, and Doug Ellen, the creator of Entourage, who did a brilliant job, he wanted us to be letter perfect. So every day on the set, it was kind of like if you can't miss a word. Wow. Not a word.
Okay.
And so for me, I had to prepare like it was a play and rehearse and rehearse so that by the time you hit the set, it has to be just as if you've been doing this for as long as you possibly can. You have momentum. You're killing it. You're well into your run on a play, right? So for me, it was, you know, the harder I wore, this will sound so pretentious, but bear with me. Uh-huh. The harder I worked, the easier it looked. And when people are like, oh my God, you were improvising, it's like, no, that was a 4-page monologue that like, you know, I was running actually with my mother, because my mom was my acting teacher from the time I was a kid. So it's, people are really surprised, like, you said all of that in front of your mother?
Yeah.
You know, Lloyd, I will choke you out with a strap on. You screamed
right, yeah,
at
exactly,
your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did actually.
Jeremy Piven, he is going to be tonight at Wise Guys, wiseguyscomedy.com. My wife, Jen, and I, we have been binge watching old shows. She never watched Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You played George in an episode.
Here's a story that I'm not supposed to tell, because anyone that's a fan of Seinfeld will want to kill me. I had never seen Seinfeld and was on Seinfeld.
You never saw it when you were playing George?
No, I tell you, I was doing a show called The Larry Sanders Show back in the day, and we were on the same lot over there at CBS Radford, and Mark Hirschfeld, who was the casting director, brilliant casting director, saw me, and he goes, oh, you know, I was a kid. I was like right out of college when I did that. And he's like, would you audition, you know, for my show? And you have to understand, I'm already on a show. Okay.
Right.
But I'm a Chicago stage actor. So the idea of turning down work is insanity. Right.
Right?
So I'm already a regular on a show. You're not supposed to go do other shows. And I was like, sure. What show is it? He goes, Seinfeld. And I knew they were the Beatles. I knew they were huge, but I didn't have a TV, because at the time I was living in a pool house, because I was a dummy thinking I'm still thinking in the poor stage actor Chicago mentality.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a TV. And so he said, you know, come in and audition. I got the sides, and it said, you know, you're going to be playing George Costanza in a show about their lives. And I was thinking, oh, wait, I met Jason Alexander. So, okay, I'll do my Jason Alexander impersonation. So I went in there and did that. And they were like, oh, my God, you must be such a huge fan of the show. And I was like, oh, yes, I am.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen the show. And people to this day are like, oh, my God, you know, you played George. And it's funny, because I don't look anything like Jason Alexander, or sound like him, so it was really fun to do that role and to have a blast doing
so
that.
So that was you just doing Jason Alexander. That wasn't you doing
George.
I hadn't seen the show ever.
Wow.
I think I'm one of, I've never, this is insanity, I've never seen an episode of Friends. I know, I've never seen a scene of Friends.
That's really? Where you two are going to relate right now, because John is now watching it for the first time.
I'm just experiencing it. Let me tell you, decent show.
Really?
I would recommend watching it.
You know what the thing is about that? It's like, you know, there are certain, for me, I'll see like Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. and then I've got to see every second of it, right?
Yeah.
So I become obsessed. And for me, I just like now with stand-up, like I want to write every day. I want to get better at this. And I think if I started every episode of Friends, I would just end up eating raw cookie dough in my clothes.
Right, exactly.
It would just be a disaster. I'd be a biscuit over 300 pounds, depressed and losing my mind.
Jeremy Piven, tonight, tomorrow, Wise Guys downtown. You're in the studio with three big fans right now. So I want to say thanks for coming in and hanging out with
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just talk about the rest of the show, because everything's a little out of whack today. So first of all, we're going to get into a Fiancé Friday. Charlotte and Aiden's engagement is on the rocks due to his attitude change, so we're going to call. And then right after Fiancé Friday, we're hopping into a car. We are driving to the corner of 600 South and 300 West. Why? I'm in drag. I'm going to be in drag. I'm going to make good on the bet that I lost to Jackson. We have makeup. We have a wig. We have like a backpack of makeup.
Yeah, there's a lot of makeup. So, and I say, and she keeps pulling out more bags.
Yeah, like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. And I just want to say that it's what you deserve for waiting so long to fulfill your end of this bargain.
So we're going to start putting that on during the songs before Fiancé Friday. And then again, from 8 to 9 o'clock this morning, if you have time, swing by the corner of 600 South, 300 West. Give a honk on the horn. You'll see the three of us out there. We'll be broadcasting live.
Massages are great, unless they're from the Triple J Massage Parlor.
John and Justin, catching the cheaters one at a time with Fiancé Friday.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Is this true? You sent me on the Facebook message. You guys are getting married. Is it on New Year's Day or is the wedding on New Year's Eve, like during like the countdown time? Like, how do you envision this wedding going?
It's on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day itself. Okay, got it. I was kind of thinking how cool it would be if it's like New Year's Eve and like they're 10, 9, and like the priest is like planning it out right to the I do. But no, you're not doing it too early, are you, on New Year's Day?
No, I mean, we're doing it 11.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
It depends.
Depends on who you're inviting.
If you invite me, that's way too early.
Listen, why are we tearing apart poor Charlotte's wedding?
That's a good point.
She called in for help from us. And
not getting help right now.
No. So you have been engaged to Aiden, right?
Yeah.
How long has that been going on?
How long have we been engaged?
Yeah.
We've been engaged for about a year.
Okay.
Yeah. Lately, he's been acting kind of differently. He's just kind of becoming a jerk a little bit. I don't know if it's nerves or what, but he'll leave and then he'll, like, you know, come back in a better mood.
Oh.
And he always says that he's running errands or going to the gym. For example, he said that the other day, like, he looked in my face and was like, "Oh, you're breaking out. You need to stop eating such crap food."
Oh, man.
Well, that's something he'll learn as a married man. You don't say besides stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's been on edge. And, you know, we've been fighting about the wedding and whatnot, you know, the normal stuff. But he's turning into, like, kind of groomzilla. Like, he wants a wedding singer and I want a DJ. It's just, I just feel like there's a wedge between us when it should be, you know, we're planning our wedding.
Hold on a second here.
Is that really?
Hey, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think Aiden called into another line. So we got someone in the other room who just picked up in our studio and said that Aiden's on. When was Aiden born? Not like the year, but what's his birth date?
Yeah.
His birthday is April 15th.
April 15th?
I'll ask
you want to just go over and ask real quick what it is? It's so weird if Aiden is calling in while we're recording
and
this.
And he's shaking his head,
It is April 15th.
Yeah.
So Aiden is on. Okay.
Why is Aiden calling us?
You know why? He wants a massage from the Triple J Massage Parlor. he's interested. Should we pick up?
Yeah, let's put them together.
Should we? Okay, this is what we need to do.
I don't understand what's going on here. This is crazy.
Okay, Charlie, we're gonna play a song. We're gonna see how Aiden figured this out. We're gonna pick up with him next. Okay.
Okay.
The strangest Fiancé Friday of our life is happening right now. We're recording with Charlotte, and then all of a sudden we got a call from someone saying they were Aiden, and they were demanding to be on the radio with us. Aiden is actually Charlotte's fiancé, who we were talking about.
Right.
It turns out that they're getting married on New Year's Day, and he's kind of been a jerk lately, is what Charlotte was saying. And now I'm a little thrown out.
Off my game,
I'm very much thrown off my game because usually Jackson calls. We're the Triple J Massage Parlor. We offer a sensual couples massage.
Well, yeah, we had producer Andy knocking on the window trying to get our attention to the whole thing, and I'm like, now it's just starting to make sense.
I think let's put Charlotte on hold.
Okay.
Let's pick up with Aiden
and see what he's going.
and just see why he's calling. Are we okay with that?
Like, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, okay, hold on. So, hi, Aiden. This is the Triple J Massage Parlor. How can we be of service to you?
Okay, is my fiance on the line?
Well, I mean, she's on the phone with us. We put her on hold, man. Hey, it's John, Justin, and Jackson. What's up?
Yeah, no, I understand. I listen to the show. I like your show. We both listen.
Oh, thank you.
Why is my wife calling in to Fiance Friday?
Well, I've got a bigger question for you.
How did you know?
How did you know she was calling in to Fiance Friday?
I looked at her phone this morning, and I saw the notification on her reminders to call into you guys.
Uh-huh.
I saw Fiance Friday on her phone.
Yeah. So, that makes sense.
I'm calling you.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's fair. Why don't we pick up with Charlotte then?
Yeah, because we haven't gotten through the Fiance Friday.
Hold on one second. Yeah, Aiden, Charlotte's still on with us. Hey, Charlotte, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Charlotte, do you want to tell Aiden why you called us today for Fiance Friday?
First of all, he looked at my phone, which is not cool, and he'd been doing that for a while and said he stopped, but unfortunately that's not true. And he's just been basically being a D.
Well,
I mean, I just feel like he just has been on edge. Everything's not okay. It's not enough. My face is breaking out. I'm not eating the right things. I'm not losing weight fast enough for the wedding. It's just like, it's kind of just gross, typical cliche male. I don't know. I don't want to put you all in that category, but it's just not the man that I'm, it's not the man that I got engaged to.
Charlie, you reached out to us because you mentioned how his attitude's changed. He's disappearing and doing, quote, errands or going to the gym. So, I mean, there is that thought that he might be cheating. I mean, that's what we do on Fiance Friday. So, Aiden, you're on, man. Like, we're going to ask the question, like, are you cheating on your fiance right now?
No, it's a stupid question. No, of course I'm not cheating on my fiance. I just need time to myself like everybody else, right? And maybe more so than others. I just have to get away. I have to go to the gym by myself. I have to go shopping. You know, I have to get away from the house, from life sometimes.
It sounds to me like you're trying to escape the relationship you're in, man. I'm just listening in as a third party here, and I'm going like, you're pretty much saying like, I got to get away from Charlotte. That's
right,
what I hear.
It's a lot of time away for somebody that's newly into this.
No, Charlotte, I mean, I'm sorry that this is like the way we have to air this out. That's not the way that I feel, that I have to get away from you. It's just sometimes I have to get away from everybody. It's no different, man. I need my alone time. I need to recharge my batteries.
I understand having alone time. I need time with my girlfriends. I need time on my own, too. But it just feels like you're just Houdini-ing every moment. It's just, I'll ask you a question about the wedding, and then you're, like, gone. And then you'll come back, and you'll be in a better mood, which that's great. But, I feel like, why can't you be in a good mood when you're home? Why do you have to go away?
Well, I tend to not be in a good mood when I'm being nagged, and I tend to be in a better mood when I haven't been nagged for a while.
I'm not a nagger. I just want to like collaborate on our wedding, and I want to make choices together like we're going to do for the rest of our life. That's not nagging. It's just when I ask you something and then you're like, oh, we'll talk about it later, and then you leave for like 2 hours and then you come back. And I have to make a choice. Like, I want to do it together.
Well, if you spent maybe a little less time nagging me and maybe came to the gym with me every once in a while, maybe that would.
Oh,
wow. Dude.
Okay.
Okay. That's... Why don't we do this? I'm going to offer Charlotte a massage.
Yeah.
If she wants to bring Aiden along with her, that is up to you, Charlotte. But we'll just let you kind of move on from here. Does that work?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take it, and I'm taking my girlfriend.
Hey, it's Jackson. Just popping onto the podcast real quick because I wanted to let you know that for this next little portion of the podcast, before we get into the podcast extra, we were on location. John had to dress up real pretty. He got his makeup done. He was wearing a crop top. You've got to see him. He looks ridiculous. Mix 105 on YouTube.
Atlanta, but because we were out on location, it wasn't the best sound quality, so I wanted to apologize for that, and also mostly wish you a very safe and fun weekend. Bye-bye.
We are out on the corner of 600 South and 300 West. I just had to put my coat back on because I'm showing a lot of skin.
Yeah,
and
yes.
I am freezing.
Dude,
my
cold. Body.
Yeah.
Cold out this morning.
Definitely. I'm trying to make sure, though, that anyone coming by right now does see the full-on ensemble of I lost a bet to Jackson. I am wearing drag. I've got eye makeup. I've got a wig. I've got a skirt. And I've got...
There
thank
you.
You. what do you call this top that I'm wearing?
It's a tube top, isn't it?
No, that's not. It's a crop top.
It is. Yeah. And I'm wearing a crop top as well. So if you have time, we will be out here till 9 o'clock this morning strutting our stuff, working this corner.
I'm amazed on how many honks you've already gotten.
Well, I'm pretty.
Yeah, you are pretty.
I think you need to be more like in a glam rock band than.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a youth pastor. He looks like if a youth pastor just fell into makeup.
I will say that now that I'm wearing a wig, I have not missed hair this much since I first started losing it in my
it
20s.
It looks good on you.
Are like, your ears warm now?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's probably keeping me as warm as I am.
Gotcha.
Go to our Instagram Insta story. You can see some photos and me waving to people. Mix 105.1 Utah. But let's talk about the Fiancé Friday that just occurred.
Yeah.
I know you have a bunch of texts happening.
I've got a lot of texts coming in. One person texted and said he wants to break up. He doesn't want to be married either consciously or otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was not a nice person. That was what I think I kept getting back to, was just that he was saying mean stuff. That if you love the
right.
person, you don't say that stuff to someone you love.
You
right.
You want a whole future of that.
No.
You know?
My favorite one has to be this. We get a text that says, poor Aiden. And then immediately after, we get one like thank 2 minutes later that says, oh, never mind, Aiden's a bleep.
We are broadcasting live right now from the corner
funny.
Of 600 South and 300 West. Why are we here? Well, I lost a bet to Jackson. As Jackson, you said, it all started with a worm. Just rocking it on the corner with you two as my bodyguards. My ensemble that I have on right now on this corner.
I would describe it as your own daughter is playing dress up with your white clothing.
Like.
Is how I would describe it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bearing my midriff. I have barely any clothes on when it's 49 degrees outside.
But you're lucky you've got all that hair. You know,
the wig is really
like
keeping me
on.
Warm. No, it's... Oh, and my body hair?
Yeah, your hair sweater.
Right, your hair sweater to help keep the heat in.
We're going to get him a coffee. We're going to try to warm him up. Justin's going to cuddle him for body warmth.
But we also have... thank you for the squeal.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That was a cat call.
That was
a good old-fashioned cat call.
And
it's working.
Thank you.
People pull over for you, which is great. It's working.
We met my new favorite person. She's not even from Utah.
No.
She doesn't even know that the bet was happening, but
no.
She pulled over just to see what was going on.
Right, she's like, yeah, what's going on? I would have ate that worm.
My favorite thing is, so John's wearing a crop top, so his belly's showing.
Yeah.
She starts grabbing his belly hair and saying, I could braid this.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was so good.
She wanted to know why I lost the bet, and we were telling her about how I was supposed to eat a worm, and she's like, looking at you, I would have ate that worm.
I would have messed that worm up.
Put some ketchup on it. Seriously.
There's a list of the top 10 simple things that adults are embarrassed that they can't do.
Okay.
I want to go through this and just see if you guys have any of these problems.
All right.
Including number one, swallowing pills.
No.
No, I'm good at that.
That's Jen.
She doesn't like it?
Oh, she can't do it?
She hates it. Like, seriously, like, when she has, like, medicine and she's like, it's like, I got to put it in cheese. I got to feed it to her.
Yeah, it's just like,
yeah,
hold the top right, of her head back and rubber
yes, throw that's
her.
How like, I do it.
Sneaking it in her food. Yeah, I can take them dry even sometimes.
Number two of the things that adults are embarrassed they can't do, remembering directions.
I'm really good at that, too.
This city, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky
that's
here.
That's true. Number three is tying a balloon. Can you tie a balloon?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
It gets
I've
harder.
I've done it a long time.
Oh, I do it for the kids a lot. And let me...
You lose
harder?
Your finger dexterity.
My dexterity is
yeah.
falling apart. Yeah, that's exactly it. Confrontation. Adults.
Oh, John.
That's me.
Yeah.
John that cannot is... confront anybody to
nope.
save his life.
That's,
nope.
That's why we have you on the show.
That's what,
yeah. I'm 100% confrontation 100% of the time.
We pass the buck to you.
Right, exactly.
John walks over to my desk. Someone's being mean. I was like, who's picking on you, baby? I'll take care of it.
Number five is dancing. Simple things that adults are embarrassed that they can't do.
Yeah. I can't dance.
No, me neither.
No.
But I'm not that worried about it either.
No.
If I'm at a place where I know I'm, like,
on a cruise ship. I've you know, right. I've got up there and I've shook it a little bit.
You don't care. There.
No, you don't care. But like around town, like we've got our party at Sky SLC on Saturday for the Halloween party. Yeah. I will not be dancing on that dance floor.
Why?
What about this body, right? Look at this body and tell me what you want to see dancing.
Good point. All right. Moving on.
Listen, but if you get – here's the thing. If you get heavier, speaking as a fat guy, fat guys dancing, they kill. The crowd loves a fat guy dancing. So you got to gain like 40 more pounds.
10 simple things that adults are embarrassed they can't do. Remembering people's names the second they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm embarrassed that I can't do that. Yeah. I don't remember anybody.
That's why I call everyone friend. Pal.
Guy.
Guy. Whistling. Can you you do it with the two fingers, though?
No, I've always wanted to, though.
Me too.
I wish somebody could teach us someday.
I'm not that worried about whistling with fingers.
That'd be cool.
I can whistle with my regular mouth, and that's plenty with me.
No, you do the two fingers, and you're much louder. I had a friend whose dad, he would do the old school whistle from like two blocks over, man. Uh-huh. They would go running.
John, what about me makes you think I need to be any louder?
That's a great point.
That's true.
You're the loudest person on the face of the planet.
And finally, tying a tie. Can you tie a tie?
Yes. Yeah.
Eh. I got married young. My wife ties my tie.
That's true. You got it covered, though. You're good.
John just has a bunch of clip-ons.
Yeah, right, exactly. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure are.
Yeah.
It is illegal to pretend to practice witchcraft in Canada. But it's legal to practice witchcraft if you're doing it for real.
Really?
Ooh, well, yeah, it's always the people pretending that are causing the problem.
That's true. They don't know what they're doing.
All right, podcast friends, this is for you. But as I realize we're doing the extra part, we didn't do a Choose the News today.
No, but I'm sure we could dig up some stuff.
Because we ended up having Jeremy Piven in, and then we had the whole – today's show was all over the place between Jeremy Piven, me dressing in drag, and also the Fiancé Friday kind of threw us off also because it was so different.
It was
than
all
you.
Weird today.
Yeah. But
let's see if there's anything.
Can we real quick do a shout out while you guys look for a story?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. This one comes from Wendy. Wendy says that she and her husband are big fans of the three of us, and it's their 3-year wedding anniversary.
Yay.
She was hoping that we could give a shout out to her husband, Tebow.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
Yeah. So,
happy anniversary, Tebow.
Tebow in the house.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, Wendy says that you're killing her in that outfit.
That's funny. I got a couple of things, too, that I didn't get to in the Showbiz Beat.
Okay, go for it.
Jamie Lee Curtis was telling People magazine that she only made $8,000 to be in the very first Halloween movie, and they gave her a $200 wardrobe budget and had to go to JCPenney's and pick it all up.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
But it was an independent film. It wasn't a big budget film when they made it.
Times have changed a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah. Now, look, I wonder what you made this time around.
Right? A lot.
Well, it's like Hilary Swank made, I think it was like $2,000 to do Boys Don't Cry, and then she won an Academy Award and still didn't have health insurance and
That's
stuff.
That's crazy.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah. She had no money whatsoever after that, even though she had an Oscar.
Look at the guy who he was in the I Am the Captain Now. That guy.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
Look at me.
That guy, that guy, he's like homeless.
No kidding.
Yeah, he only had that movie. He wasn't really an actor.
That's true.
But what the problem is they have you do all this press, so he lost his job working at a T-Mobile stand. And
that's
he's
horrible.
Kind of a typecasting, so yeah, he hasn't been able to get anything.
Oh, that's horrible. Meghan Markle, she had a fashion faux pas the other day. She was wearing a dress, and the tag was still on, hanging off the bottom of her dress.
That's hilarious.
You think if you got all these people, I mean, it happens, but aren't people supposed to, like, have your back when you're...
I bet the assistant went to a store, bought a bunch of stuff, and then she tried it on in
put
some
on
room, and then went out there.
Or I like to imagine she had a big rack of clothes. She had picked something out the night before and then changed her mind that day and grabbed something different.
Oh.
And her assistant's like, no, wait, I wasn't ready for that.
That could
you
be.
You never know. Yeah.
That really could be. Also, CBS All Access, which is their streaming.
Yeah.
They're doing that animated Star Trek comedy, which we're like, oh, okay. But I guess writers from Rick and Morty are going to be on board
Jackson.
With this.
Oh, that's cool.
So now it's actually got a little bit of credibility on something we thought was just going to be dumb. So
I still am not going to watch anything Star Trek, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
No. What? Star Wars. Not Star Trek.
It's all the same.
Don't combine. No.
It's all the same.
No, there's.
I haven't seen a Star Wars and I haven't seen a Star Trek.
You have to choose your side. You can't just say Star Trek as it means everything.
John,
that's not how.
Here's the side that I choose. My own. I only ever choose my side.
Fine.
What are you, a Star Wars guy or a Star Trek guy?
I'm a Star Wars guy. completely. Okay. Yeah.
I'd be probably Star Wars.
You hear the new iPhone is out today?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Do people care anymore?
I've heard people complain, or I shouldn't say complain. I've heard some talk shows say that people don't get excited about the iPhone because it's not really any different.
Oh.
No, it's not.
They haven't redesigned much. They all look the same.
Right. That makes sense.
And they keep charging more and more for it. And
that's
the
truth.
It feels like even they give you less features with each new one.
Right. All I know is I got my iPhone 5 still, and that thing won't hold a charge, and it's full. Like, I can't do anything with it anymore. It's just pretty much a brick. Also, Business Insider claims that McDonald's is bringing back the McRib at 9,000 locations starting today. I have never had the McRib.
They're all right.
Oh, you should eat a McRib.
It's not horrible. They're all right.
Yeah, I've never.
I want you to eat a McRib on air and let us know what it is. Because it's just bone-shaped meat.
Yeah.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah. They take a bunch of meat paste, I guess.
No.
They grind it down real fine into a paste, and then they put it into a, it looks like a mold.
Looks like a rib.
Yeah, it looks like a rack of ribs, but it's a mold, and it's all just meat. And so it's bone-shaped meat.
Barbecue sauce, and you got some pickles and a few onions on it, and you're good to go.
I got to tell you, you guys are not selling me on it.
Oh, you're going to have one, though, next week.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you are listening to this today on Friday, have a great weekend. If not, thanks for just listening to us. Go back and listen to other ones as well. Brand new show on Monday. Bye-bye.